Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. I'm joined in studio for the rest of the hour by Trooper, the blind raccoon, and his caregiver, Miss Dot Lee. Trooper is the official wildlife ambassador of the Wildlife Education Project. It's a nonprofit that seeks to instill a lifelong respect for all living things and the environment. Trooper makes educational appearances with Miss Dot throughout the state of Florida as a federally licensed wildlife ambassador. He's been blind since being attacked by a golfer 7 years ago when he was only 8 weeks old, and he's been partnering up with Miss Dot ever since she rescued him and nurtured him back to health. Miss Dot, thank you so much for coming in and bringing Trooper.
Thank you for having us.
It's so great. He's just so cute. I'm sorry, I'm going to break the sound barrier here with the squeals of how cute he is. If you'd like to ask Miss Dot a question or find out more about Trooper and their mission, you can give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Miss Dot, tell me about Trooper. How long have you guys been together?
Trooper and I will have been together June the 9th since 2010.
How did you first get connected?
I am a licensed wildlife rehabber, and I was living in North Carolina. And unfortunately, on that beautiful, beautiful day, my friend was watching some men play golf behind his home. He was drinking his coffee on his deck, and he happened to see one of the men swinging a golf club in the wrong direction. And when they left, he went out and looked, and he saw this eight-week-old baby raccoon had been beaten in the head with a golf club. And he knew I was a licensed rehabber, so he called me to come and get Trooper. And we have never been separated since, in almost 9 years, and I have never leave him longer than 4 hours because he cannot eat or even drink water without me.
Without you helping him. So you have to hold his food and water in front of him?
No, he can't see. Trooper, because of the has major, major brain injury. Because of the golf club into the head. He is blind.
Did you ever have words with that golfer?
No.
I'd imagine you would want to, maybe.
Well, what I have done is I took something that was very sad, and I've turned it into a positive. This is the reason we're here today with Trooper is because he has a mission, and the mission is to respect all life. The children always ask me when I'm doing a presentation, why did the man hit him in the head? Why?
I'm asking the same thing, and I'm not a child. I just don't get that.
Well, and I have an answer to that. I know why the man hit him in the head, because the man didn't give him any respect. And when we don't practice respect with each other, someone always gets hurt. And Trooper's blind for the rest of his life because the man didn't give him any respect.
So was he expected to live?
No. Actually, when I got to him, I took one look and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's not even going to live long enough for me to get him home. I'm a licensed wildlife rehabber in North Carolina. And in many states, North Carolina is one, you cannot take this animal to a veterinarian. If I had taken Trooper to my veterinarian, they would have arrested the doc and taken his practice and shut him down. So I had to take Trooper to my house and use what I had. I worked with him for 6 months doing water therapy and massaging because he couldn't stand or walk.
I can't imagine what kind of pain he was also in.
Extremely. That is why when it came time to put him out of his pain, I'm the one who had to do it. Wildlife rehabbers know that sometimes happens. As I say to the children when I go to the schools, if you notice Trooper still sitting here in my lap, the first time I tried to euthanize him, he was he hadn't moved in 5 days. He couldn't even open his mouth. I had to squeeze his little jaw and eyedrop his food in there and then massage his throat. So when I went to euthanize him, just as I was ready to do it, the little bugger opened his mouth and yawned and stretched every single leg and shook himself. Oh. I went, oh, no.
He's talking to you. He's telling you something. This might not be the day for that.
It might not be the day. So I said to myself, well, you know, let's give him one more day and see what happens. So I did.
So how did you decide on the name Trooper?
About 3 weeks later, he was sitting in my lap and I was feeding him, and he was doing well. He was getting better. And my goal, of course, as a rehabber is to release him back into the wild. Mm-hmm. He belongs with his family, not with mine. And that was always my goal. At that time, I noticed and realized that he couldn't hear and he couldn't see and he couldn't smell. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I cannot release this animal into the wild. He has to be euthanized. Well, if you notice, he's still sitting here in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I was ready to do it, as I'm crying and my little tears are dropping on his head, I said to him, you know, little buddy, I said, a human did this to you, but a human can also take that pain away. And I'm going to do that for you right now. And I bent over and I said, please, please give me the strength to do this. And a voice said to me, no, no, don't do it, don't do it, no. And I went, whoa, wait a minute, I live alone. Who's talking to me?
Okay, I'm losing it.
TV's not on, nobody's at the door. And then I looked at him and I smiled and I said, I have it. You're a real little trooper, buddy. You don't want to die. I said, the man tried to kill you, I've tried to euthanize you twice, and you're still trying to live. I said, okay. I promise you that I will stick with you for the rest of your life. I will never let another human being hurt you again.
So now you take him to schools to teach kids.
Yes.
How does that work? How do the kids react? And
the kids react very well to it because when they can also touch him. Because he has such massive, massive brain injury, he is touchable. And you can actually hold him. We do nursing homes. We also go to libraries. We go to civic clubs. And we talk about our main thing, which is our mission to respect all life.
So, but he's a wild raccoon. Normally, raccoons would not let you hold them and wouldn't let strangers come up to them at
no.
all.
And I explain that to the children. So what I also explain to the children is they should never, 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 ever touch any animal unless they ask first.
Yeah.
I explain to them, yes, Trooper is touchable, but you must ask. So every child who wants to touch Trooper walks up to me and he has to look at me and say, Miss Dot, may I touch Trooper, please? And I say, yes, you may. Thank you for asking and staying safe. Trooper and I want you to stay safe all your life.
So does he stay on your lap most of the time or does he wander around the house?
Trooper walks around the house freely. He has his own bedroom with his toys, which all have music in them or bells in them so he can find them since he's blind. He doesn't climb on anything. He doesn't put his mouth on anything. He makes no noise. He just plays with in his little pool with the water because raccoons love water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like I said, children look at him and they can see this beautiful animal. They can see the fact that his beautiful hands and his beautiful little fingers, and they are hands, they're not paws. And I tell the children the difference between a hand and a paw,
mm-hmm.
the scientific reasons. Also, the feet. I point out not only the beauty in his face and his whiskers and his fur, but the fact that these little guys are related to the red panda.
Oh, yeah. They do look very similar.
Yes, they do.
Because 75%
of his DNA is red panda.
You know, I was thinking, I always kind of wondered that, but now I know. Now, you also are visually impaired?
Yes, I am visually impaired myself, and I'm with the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And so together, we are out to share with the world, with all ages, the story about respecting. It's interesting thing is I didn't expect to end up being sort of the person that needed to be helped, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And together we are helping each other.
You're kind of a team. Now, how do people get in touch to find out about how to maybe have Trooper do a school visit?
Wildlife Education Project.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the website.
Yeah, the website is www.wildlifeeducationproject.org.
And we are a nonprofit organization as of last year.
Thus the .org, so don't forget to put it in that way.
Right. 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
And we're basically anywhere we're asked. I have all of Trooper's licenses from the state of Florida and the federal government. By the way, the U.S. Department of Agriculture comes to my house every 6 months to check on him.
Mm-hmm.
He also has all his shots up to date. In this state, a vet can see him, and we do have a wonderful doctor, Dr. Mark, over on Sanibel, who is Trooper's prime physician. And he has all his shots up to date. Plus, he's also insured with liability so we can go to schools. And I'm also FBI fingerprinted and background checked so I can go into schools.
Oh, yeah. You got to do all that stuff, too.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So you stay pretty busy. Do you? Before we run out of time, when we're almost out, do you have any favorite stories about Trooper? I'm sure there are a million.
Oh, there's quite a few of things that he's done. But I must tell you that I also used music therapy with Trooper, and he found his favorite music person.
What is it?
He likes Jackie Evancho. He owns all her CDs, and we are friends with the family. And when she came to Barbara Bree Mann last year to concert, we actually had tickets from the family and backstage passes. So he sits in the arena with me in Barbara Bree Mann, and he listens to her voice, and he listens to her voice almost all day because, oh, they fell off. But he has his own headphones here that I've made for him.
Yeah.
And his own CD player, so he can listen to Jackie all the time.
So is it because the vibration maybe of his ear kind of massages him?
He likes the high-pitched sound of her voice.
Oh.
He discovered her himself a few years ago on television when he was watching WGCU, by the way, when Jackie was on with David Foster. And he just sat there and listened and listened and listened. So
you're like, wow, you're hearing that.
Hmm. Yes.
That's so great. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking with us. That's all the time we have for our show today. Thank you also, Trooper, for coming in and being such a great interviewing subject. You've been so calm. If you want to learn more about Trooper, you can always go to wildlifeeducationproject.org. I also want to thank my earlier guest, Dr. Robert Pollack, during our segment about the connection between springtime allergies and depression, and also Dr. Jerry Jackson during our segment about springtime animal behavior. Our show today was produced by Mike and Irie, Rachel Iacovone, and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.